Sassy Elliot. Hey. Sass. Girl. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday, 3 o'clock, which means Tuesdays with Sassy Elliot Shore Parks.
It's getting more confusing by the day for people.
So my family was...
There you go. You're on.
Yeah. So my family was in town, obviously, for New Year's and Christmas. They heard Sassy Elliot for the first time. Big fans, obviously. You know, was set around the house.
Did they ask you why are you sassy? Or
well, no one knows why I'm sassy. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the main issue with the song. I mean, the story is almost too hard to explain at this point.
Yeah.
So I was in a cab in London.
And the other thing is like it is. It doesn't match completely, but there's enough of a connection.
Look, yeah. Like a lot of my sports points, you only need 20% truth.
Yes.
And then you can.
Yeah.
No, kidding.
Everyone's kidding. Yes. We're all joking. So what do you think? Can they, do you think this team, we were talking to Jordan last night.
Yeah.
I sort of got the sense from him that I can sort of tell when Jordan is BSing us because he has to and when he legitimately believes something.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it felt like he legitimately believes we have another level. Now, clearly they have another level they can play at. We've seen it. But he believes they have another level they can get to at a consistent. Do you think they have that switch to flip that gets them through the NFC and winning the Super Bowl?
So I do think they have a flip to switch. But I think more where I would land on this
switch
is...
Switch to flip.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
gonna let that go for a while.
This reminds me of in eighth grade at an assembly, I got called on in front of the whole school, and I said the fire caught on house, and everyone laughed.
Nice.
Yeah, it was only 30 years ago.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
You're over it though.
Yeah, I never think about it.
Yeah.
I guess where I would fall on it is like, do they need to flip a switch? Because as I think a lot about where I'm at with this team heading into the postseason, and like, what do I think is going to happen? I think I trust this team more than I trusted last year's team at this time. And I think this team has a better chance of going to the Super Bowl this year than I thought they did last year. Now, obviously, we know they won the Super Bowl. So I'm not talking about the finished product. I'm talking about going into the playoffs, right? At this point last year, this Eagles team had not won the Super Bowl, right? They were facing the Lions as the number one seed, which I think was a tougher number one seed than the Seahawks. I think the Rams were better last year than they were this year. The Eagles also didn't have home field advantage last year. And I've seen them complete the mission. This time around, I know they can do it, right? And I think the path is easier. So do they have to flip a switch? Maybe. I think they probably do need to play a little better on offense. But I think mostly I believe in this team more than I did the Eagles this time last year.
That only has to be because they won the Super Bowl last year. Because when you compare the teams, their defense was as good.
Better.
So I think year's defense is better than last year's. I think this defensive line, Quinion and Cooper, Bond, I think they're all better than they were last year.
Dude, real quick.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Defense, let me jump in here.
No,
on this one.
You played defense.
The number two corner spot was better than solid. Slay.
You think Slay was way better than Adoree this year?
Yes.
At this point?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. There's one spot. I'll give you that. Yeah.
C.J. Gardner.
He was better than Marcus Epps. I agree.
Okay. Milton Williams?
I think Moro Jomo's been better this year than Milton was last year. Mm-hmm. And the numbers back that up. And Jordan,
I don't care about numbers. And listen, I'm not going to say there's a great difference between either, so I won't quibble over that. Yeah, Josh Sweat.
But again, you're thinking about the Super Bowl version of this defensive line. This defensive line has dominated way more than the Eagles' defensive line last year.
Well, first of all, I'm thinking about the second half of the season when Nolan Smith took off last year.
Which I think Jalix has done this year.
Yeah, but Josh Sweat also took off the second half of last season. This defensive line didn't even get an identity until we got Jalen Phillips here.
Yeah, and so now they have Jalen Phillips,
I know,
right?
But that happened
Trade deadline. But last year at the trade deadline, we all thought the Eagles' defensive line was a major liability, right? So we viewed it the same way. The difference now is Jordan Davis is way better. Moro Jomo is better than Milton Williams. I think Jalix Hunt is more impactful than Nolan was last year, but you still have Nolan, right? You have Jalen Carter.
Let me ask you this, since you think Moro Jomo is better than Milton Williams. You think somebody will give Moro Jomo $100 million?
I think if Moro Jomo was a free agent this year, he would get $100 million. Yes. I do. I do.
Well, even if
Milton Williams had one good year,
my whole plan.
Milton Williams had one good year, right?
So is Moro Joe.
That's the point I'm making.
Well, first of all, we're only talking about singular years. The defense was only good last year when Vic Fangio got here.
No, I agree. I'm talking about Milton Williams versus Moro Jomo and what they would get paid. Moro Jomo is young and would hit a free agent.
Well, Milton Williams is young, coming off his rookie contract.
Right. I think he would get paid the same.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
even so,
yeah.
Let's say the difference in the defenses is at least marginal.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you think this year is better, last year was still great. You know, like so.
Number two in points given up last year.
Very good.
So the offense was way better last year.
The offense was better last year. I agree with you.
So how, and they had the 2 seed rather than the 3 seed
right.
last year. So I guess I just don't know how, the more confident seems like something that you're talking yourself into.
I think the path is easier because I think this year's NFC, in my opinion, is easier than last year's. I think the Packers last year as the 7 seed were better than the Packers as a 7 seed this year. You look at the teams at the top of the NFC, like Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff and the Lions last year, I know they didn't win a playoff game, but I think they were better than the Seahawks this year, right?
What are you talking about?
You think the Lions last year weren't better than the Seahawks this year?
Well, the Lions were so injured when they went into the playoffs last year.
But they were the 1 seed. I was more afraid of going to Detroit last year than I am going to Seattle this year. Now, they didn't have to do it.
And they proceeded to lose to Washington.
Yeah, and we'll see what Seattle does.
So, all I'm saying is that there's a better chance that Seattle will be in the NFC Championship game representing the NFC than Detroit was. We knew Detroit was hanging on by thread by the time they got to the playoffs.
So that's not how I viewed them. I was afraid of Detroit.
Well, that's fine. That's why people come to me.
No, I know, but that's why I have more confidence this year.
And I know. And that's why people are coming to me. You're giving a whole, I got more confidence this year.
I do.
When they were clearly better last year going into the playoffs.
So they were better running the ball last year going into the playoffs.
Scored more points.
They were a better defense last year going into the playoffs. They were on a more positive note going into the playoffs. They have sputtered. And listen, I'm putting my hat on the defense. So I'm hanging my hat on the defense. But this team has sputtered down the stretch here.
Also,
They got one quality win. Yeah. And that's why I moved on from it.
Yeah,
they got one quality win, right?
Yeah.
Over Buffalo.
But I also think you're misremembering how we felt. I also think we're misremembering how we felt about the Eagles going into last year. Like, Jalen, last October, remember, he was hurt. They had lost to Washington. Like, they weren't perfect going into the playoffs either. I mean,
They lost one game in 15 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that was in December going into, there was the whole AJ and Jalen thing. Brandon Graham said what he said in December. We misremember, I think, our level of confidence in the Eagles going into the postseason. So I think this time around, but they are the Super Bowl champions at this point. Like, I've seen them complete the mission. This time last year, their last playoff experience had been a blowout in Tampa Bay. So, right. I have seen them go through it. I've seen them do it. I can believe and look at this group of guys and say, I've seen them go all the way to the Super Bowl and win it, right? That was not the case last year. So that gives me more confidence. But then also, I do think the NFC is an easier path this year. No. Caleb Williams is the number 2 seed. He's never played in a playoff game. Number 1 seed, Sam Darnold's never won a playoff game. The Packers are super banged up.
Well,
the NFC
seed,
South,
hold
who
on.
Cares?
What do you think it was last year?
We played a rookie.
Jared Goff had been to the Super Bowl.
Hold on, timeout. You're talking. Let's talk about who they actually played last year, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm talking about going in, but we can talk about who they played. Go ahead.
I'm just saying you're more confident in facing Caleb Williams and the Bears. We ended up playing the Commanders, who also had a rookie quarterback.
Exactly.
They had a rookie quarterback. Caleb Williams is more experienced than Jane Daniels was last year. And they're going to play at home, the Bears will, if they end up playing them, as opposed to the Commanders.
Yeah, and I am worried about going to Chicago. I agree. But I was more worried about going to Detroit. I also think Jane Daniels last year, as good as Caleb Williams has been this year, Jane Daniels was better last year. I think Washington had a better offense last year than the Bears do this year.
I think that's fair. That's fine.
I think last year's Washington.
I think the Bears had the number one rushing offense this year in the league.
Yeah, they have a good offense. I think Washington's offense last year was better.
Wow, this is a.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I've just been thinking about it a lot, and this is what happens.
Well, you talk yourself into a lot of things that you shouldn't.
Well, I'm just saying, I think they need to play better, obviously. But there is a.
What do you think the percent chance they go to the Super Bowl is?
But again. Well, that's not what we're talking about right now.
I know.
I'm saying I had more Okay, so what percent did they go to the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. This would also support how confident you are. See, it's one thing you're just talking.
No, I'm thinking of it right now.
Yeah. Well, get it out.
40%.
That's a pretty big chance.
Yeah, I think the game that they could lose is at Chicago.
And check this out. I'm actually higher than you.
Well, do you remember what you were last year?
No, I felt good about the team going in because you remember it a certain way going in, and I remember it as they had ironed all those kinks. The loss to Washington didn't mean anything to me. So, they actually, hold on, I'll just let you go on forever there. Washington, they actually look good with the backups in there. They win that game if Devontae catches the ball at the end of the season. Do you know how many games they would have won in a row? 20?
Yep.
20?
Yeah.
Yeah, this team we've been talking about, we haven't seen this team look good for three straight weeks.
Yeah,
season.
I mean, they have won the last three games the starters played in, for
and
what
how
it's worth.
That look?
It didn't look great, but they did go to Buffalo and win. I agree, it didn't look great.
And didn't do anything in the second
half. But let me ask.
Hold on. Didn't do anything in the second half. We just came close over that.
I agree.
So the last time we seen the first team offense,
yes,
they hadn't completed a pass.
I agree with you. The last time we saw the first team offense, if I remember correctly, in December last year, did Jalen not play until the playoff game? Right?
No,
he had the concussion against Washington. Then he didn't play in the next game, and then he sat out the final game. Yeah. So Jalen hadn't played for three straight weeks heading into the postseason last year. Right? I mean, that was a concern.
Even the offense, they scored 41 points against Dallas.
You know why? Exactly. That's why it wasn't a concern. Because we could hand the ball off to the best player in the league last year.
So you feel I agree with you that I feel better about the running game. I felt better about the running game last year.
I felt better about the team overall. You're discrediting, hold on. I like this defense. We're disrespecting what that defense did last year. And they did it for an entire year for the most part and went on and won the Super Bowl. We'll see if this team can stack up to that team when they got to play the Rams or one of those teams. We'll see how that works out. And that's why I brought up Slay, because he was our number two corner. Now we have Adoree Jackson. Who do you think the weak link is when you face a team like the Rams? They're going to attack Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, I think Adoree Jackson is the
Zach
weaker of the two corners.
Zach Vaughn was one of the five best defensive players in football last year.
And he's been arguably better this year.
No.
Statistically, if you stack up his stats, he's going to have mostly the same.
I actually watched the game.
No, I know. I watch him too, but I'm saying.
Hold on. You say that, you're being disingenuous if you think this year for Zach Bond was better than last year.
I think last year, Zach Bond, we were surprised by it more, so it felt more impactful. I think he's been just as impactful this year. Now, in terms of the defense and like respecting what they did last year, I agree. Last year's defense accomplished something this year's defense is not. We'll see if this year's defense can do it, right?
Exactly. But
I'm saying going into the postseason, I feel better about this defense than I did last year's defense because I feel better about the defensive line, and Quinion and Cooper are a year older. They have, Zach Bond is still playing great. I think Reed Blankenship's playing well. Like, I feel really, really good about the defense. And on the offense,
they all played well last year.
I agree, but I feel better about the defensive line this year than I did last year. And for what it's worth, Quinion and Cooper and all of them have postseason experience now. They did not have it last year going into the postseason. And then in terms of the offense, I agree. The offense was better last year because they could run the ball better, 100%. But the offense going into the postseason was a question. Like, people were not sitting here and being like, this is some
game.
It was a question, but it's a bigger question this year.
I think it is a bigger question this year. I would agree, but I think the team as a whole, if you look at it, has an easier path because of the postseason and the fact that we've seen them do it. Right, they are wearing the crown this year as the champion that has done it. Last year, when they were entering the postseason, they were going in as having gotten blown out in the year before. Right, so like I have more confidence that now that I've seen them do it, I believe they can do it again.
Good. I don't want to stop it. Okay.
Well, because we know when he gets to the point where it doesn't matter what you say to him.
No,
he's not changing his mind.
Points are fair.
No,
like,
my points are accurate.
Right. I think some of them are, and I think mine are too.
I think you could whittle it down to very simply. I would say defenses, at best, a 5% difference, a wash. Offense was better last year than it is this year. And the key to the offense being better is one that, like, that I have trouble getting to the point where I think the offensive line can perform in a way that is even close to
better offensive play caller last year.
I agree with you about the offensive line, right? I do agree with you. And again, I'm not saying this year's team is better. I'm saying I have more confidence because of the path and because I've seen them do it. We're forgetting that last year we did not feel the way we do about that team now. Like, you also say, and I'm not like signaling you out, I'm just saying, like, you don't think the offense was good against Green Bay or LA in the playoffs in those first two games, right?
So
they did not hit the ground running into the postseason as if it was like, you know, they're like dominating teams, right?
For sure.
Right.
But you could...
you expect this team to do that?
But if you play those Green Bay and Rams games the 10 times each, I don't know, how many times do they win the Rams game if you play it 10 times? Six?
But I think you're backing up my point that they were not some dominant team for the first. They were dominant in the last two games of the season, right?
And
they were a great team.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that what the team was that we remember was not the team we felt going into the postseason. Whereas this year, because of the past,
the team you felt.
I don't think there was confidence this team would win the Super Bowl this time last year. Not like you're overarching
wrong.
The way
it's only Jack. Never going to be that way. But that's not the point. The point is that when you had a completely healthy team with the best player in football in the running back. You had arguably the best defense in football. Why would we be worried going into the playoffs last year?
Because Jalen had played.
They look better. They look better last year going into the playoffs than they do this year. That's as simple as I need to make it. As far
I agree
as
with you
confidence.
On that. On offense, I agree with you on that.
They look better as a team last year. They had won 17 out of 18 games
because the offense was playing better. I agree with you on that. But they also had just beaten Buffalo. This year's team just beat Buffalo, right?
And how many people feel good about that game?
That's fair, but I'm just saying that was a higher quality win than they had the final month of the season last year.
The point that I'm making, you said, how did you feel? They
yes.
were dominating those teams going in.
Right.
That gives you confidence. We've been sputtering. We've been sputtering. No one was confident after we beat Buffalo. So where's all this confidence that everybody has going into the playoffs right now that we're going to win the Super Bowl? And I believe they are going to the Super Bowl. But I don't feel that from the city.
Right. But I'm saying that I have more confidence than I did last
That's
year.
That's what I wanted you to
yes.
say. You.
I. Well, of
yeah,
course.
You.
Yes, me.
But you've been yeah. saying everybody else. You're trying to say everybody else felt the same way.
No, I'm saying last year we didn't view the team going into the postseason the way we do now. That's what I'm saying about last year. This year I'm saying it's me.
You're saying we didn't view the team. We viewed the team different after they actually won.
Correct. That's the point I'm making.
Right.
And so if we're talking about going into the postseason, I have more confidence in this year's team than at this point last year.
Can I ask Elliot, the WIP Eagles reporter, a couple of questions?
Absolutely. That's who you're talking to.
All right. Well, no, that's Elliot, the you know,
hey.
The personality.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. N'Kobe Dean, Lane Johnson. Is there one other injury? There isn't one.
Well, I mean, depends. Brett Toth and Grant Calcaterra.
Right.
Yeah. Coming out of the last
Toth
to a lesser extent.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, yeah, and Toth was a concussion, so we don't know.
Right, we'll find out tomorrow.
And Calcaterra, well okay, so, let's do the big ones first. What is your confidence on Lane Johnson and N'Kobe Dean playing on Sunday?
So Vic Fangio said today that N'Kobe Dean will play. He said he expects N'Kobe to play. So,
okay, all right.
Vic said that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
3 hours after Nick Sirianni was on the morning show and wouldn't say. But,
well, because one's like the leader of the building down there.
Well, no, I think one has a strategic plan in mind. And Vic Fangio just...
Hold on. Let me bring this up. So, you know, when we were talking to Jordan Mailata yesterday, when we asked him how the team survived the rockiness, he pointed to two things, mm-hmm. both on one side of the football. He said the defense and their attitude, how together they are, showed everybody else how to do it. He also said that he loves.
Oh, really?
He also said that he
said
loves,
this a few times.
Yeah, he loves Vic Fangio. He not only just his press conferences. He said, "I love that guy, Vic Fangio." It was a blank slate. How did you guys get through the rockiness of this year? The togetherness of the defense and Vic Fangio, he pointed to. So, I mean, it does.
I think it's super interesting. I agree. Now, I will say, because I know what you're trying to do with this, that
I'm not trying to do anything.
First of all,
we're not trying to do anything.
First of all, the defensive side of the ball, half of them played together in college. So I'm sure that they are way closer.
It does help, right?
It does. And again, I've never discredited Vic Fangio. I'm just saying the culture of that team down there is set by Nick Sirianni.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
It does seem like it to me.
There he goes again.
I can only give my opinion.
A player on the offense basically said that the defense set the culture of the football
team. You're going to have Jordan Mailata on at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah. I am.
Why don't you ask him if Nick Sirianni sets the culture in the building?
No, because you know how he's going to answer.
Why don't you ask him?
Because
why don't you man up?
See what he says. I'll even stay past 4 if you want me to ask
him.
Well,
because, no, I'm happy to ask him, but I know what he's going to answer.
I know you know, because the truth is it's
no,
Nick.
No, because I know Jordan well enough to know that the real answers you get are when you're not asking him the question. If I had asked him, who sets the culture over there? Of course he's going to say Sirianni. But what happened was he indirectly said that the defense sets the culture of the football team. And the defense's togetherness and how they play for each other was a model for how everyone on the team should act. It's essentially what he said.
Now, he's talking about the defense. He didn't say the way everyone should act, to be clear.
Well, but that's what he was saying.
Know, but, but I agree that he has pointed out multiple times how close the defensive players are.
Listen, he sounds jealous.
I agree.
I was going to say he's observing it. He sees it.
Yes. Now, you know, if we want to talk about leadership on the offensive side of the ball, that's different. But I'm talking about the culture of the whole building. Like, Nick deserves credit also for the defensive guys being so close because he's the head coach.
Oh, he gets that credit.
He runs the team meetings. He's close with the defensive guys. I see him talking to him all the time in practice.
All right.
What do you want me to say? He's the head guy.
What are they talking about? What, they're watching on Netflix? I mean, what is the conversation
about? I mean, probably not
football,
so I'm sure it's culture stuff.
I don't know. I think they're all important.
I do think it's very interesting how Jordan keeps pointing that out.
It keeps pointing to... There's a couple things that Jordan keeps... And I'm sorry, Jordan, that I... And I don't...
Oh, please not listen.
I do not... He's not. I'm not... I don't believe that I am twisting his words in any way. Is that he has pointed out... There's two things he said. One is the thing that I just said. Him pointing out, which he's done it a couple of times, how together the defense is. He almost sounds a little jealous to me.
Honestly, not
in a bad way.
He's impressed by it.
Yeah, he admires how together they are. The other thing is he has said several times something about the offense getting on the same page, being on the same page, getting on the same page, being on the same page. And like that is it's not just a poor reflection of the players. It is a poor reflection on the coaching that there's this battle to get on the same page.
Well, right.
It doesn't seem like the defense has that battle.
Well, what's the more important coach of the Eagles, Fangio or Sirianni?
Oh, would Sirianni. You stop?
I mean, it's Sirianni.
No, it's not.
It is absolutely Sirianni. Yeah, it is clearly Sirianni. Fangio does an unbelievable job, but like Nick is the one that has been there for 5 years, as they've been arguably
the
best team in the NFL.
Who do you think is more replaceable?
Vic.
That is not true.
I think it's Vic. Vic is an outstanding defensive coordinator, but you can find another outstanding defensive coordinator easier than you can find another outstanding head coach.
Really? Because they just went from Doug Peterson.
They replaced Doug pretty quick.
They went from Doug Peterson, who nobody wanted to hire.
Well, they're great at hiring. I don't know what you want me to say, but you look around
really?
The league.
How has Doug Peterson done since he left here?
But that's the point I'm making. Like, here, he was awesome.
Well,
he went to Jacksonville. How's any besides Liam Cole?
I don't know.
Liam Cole is doing a good job. Yes, that's the first one in, like, 20 years. Yeah. But also, again, like, how many other teams are looking for good head coaches as opposed to coordinators?
All I know is, I think if you... Now, it would be difficult to ask Howie, because I bet Howie sort of resents Vic a little bit because of how vocal Vic is.
Howie would pick Nick.
No, he wouldn't.
I think he would pick
Howie would bleed down his leg if Vic Fangio left the team. Yes, he would.
But I think that's for a different reason.
215.
I think if you were to ask other organizations... which one would be more difficult to replace? I think most organizations would say arguably the best defensive coordinator of all time.
I mean, let me say this. Like, and again, we both have a lot of respect for both of these guys.
Absolutely.
Like,
of course.
Vic Fangio, prior to coming to Philadelphia, not a ton of success at his stops. Like, Nick has been successful his entire time as a head coach.
Well, it's a much longer career for one of them.
Hold on.
I'm just saying.
He went to the Super Bowl, the Niners.
The details matter.
I agree.
Vic is also a play caller and designer.
And Nick designs this offense.
How's that going?
Well, over the past 3 years, they've been like a top five team in points. So I think it's going pretty well. This year, it's not. There have been dry spells. But over the past...
They get worse every year in terms of points.
Yeah, we'd have to debate that. I'd have to look.
Well, I don't know that it's a debate. I think if you look at rank
I don't know. Like, I'm taking your word for it.
Rank for points. Man. I think they've gone down every year from 22.
I agree. It's not been great this year at times.
All right.
It's a defensive-driven team. It is.
Going into... Yeah, I would agree with you right now. Yeah, but ultimately, they will go as far as the offense takes them.
Let me just say this.
Like, they will go as far as Jalen takes them.
Cut his mic off.
All right, this is ridiculous, this new thing.
Yes. Because I only want to say one thing before we go to break.
Don't get sassy, Elliot.
Last year, arguably the greatest team in franchise history.
For sure.
So just understand.
No,
you don't need to say nothing. Take us out of here, Spike.
All right.
I just want you to know that's what last year's team is, arguably the greatest. To try to surpass that so quickly.
Yes.
If they win it this year.
No. Say it again. Say it again.
No, just
say
it again.
All right. 215-593-9494. All right, we have a lot. I haven't gotten to any of my things with Elliot.
I know.
It's amazing. He just came in firing takes. Made Ike mad. It's the best.
Well, you certainly got my attention.
Yeah. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, you know I'm not a liar. I have a coherent moral code, and part of that moral code is being honest all the time. But I did tell you a lie, and that was that Guida's big winter sales event ended December 31st. I guess not a lie, because what they decided was that this has been so good for people that we're going to extend it through January. So Guida, if you buy any window or any door at Guida, you're going to get 40% off each one of them. 40% off every expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window, which also includes free high-performance low-E glass, which it just sounds like words until you go over to Guida and you see the difference. And now I have it in my home, and the difference is unreal. Also, 40% off any door. So that's an insulated entry door, which I have from Guida, sliding patio door, also which I have from Guida, garage doors, storm doors. And you can start your project with no money down and pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. So this only goes through January. You got to act quickly. Call Guida today at 877-GO-GUIDA. Get yourself a free, no-obligation in-home estimate or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
Right now, I'm on this lake shore.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me.
Don't sing with that southern accent, the fake southern
when
accent.
When I walk through that door tonight, hey, I'm going to miss her.
Wow.
Oh, looky here. I got to buy. Come on, man.
Nah, this sucks.
Yeah. That's a tune.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and Fritz. Who is that?
That's Brad Paisley.
Ah, it sucks.
Nah, yeah, it's terrible. Good music.
Yeah, nah.
Do you like country more the older you get?
I have respect for the OGs.
What about you?
Yeah. Well, he's going to some country festival.
I'm amused by this. I am going to a country festival.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. A country festival.
Wait, a festival?
Yeah, the Barefoot Festival.
Yeah, I think that sounds fun.
Yeah, I hope it is.
I'm excited to hear about it. Who are you going with?
A bunch of friends. Neighbors, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You should go.
I'm welcome. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say I'm welcome. I would be happy to go.
A bunch of middle-aged suburban people, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is it local?
Down in Wildwood, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, is that where it is?
I thought maybe you were traveling to, like, Tennessee or something.
That would be even better.
Yeah, I know.
I do want to go to Nashville, though.
Next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Eagles at Nashville.
Nashville's a good spot now.
You know what? It's okay.
Oh, yeah?
In my opinion, is Nashville's a little overrated. It's a good, if you need a bachelor party town where there's bars close to.
I don't need that.
Yeah. When there's bars close to each other and.
Oh, yeah, like the crawl.
Yeah, and you can go out and you only have to spend 2 or 3 days. It's cool. There's a real cool guitar shop I walked through. I think it's a little over. There's not much culture in New Orleans is the town is dripping with history and culture. Yeah. Nashville, I just didn't feel it.
So I would agree with you there, but I do think Broadway is better than Bourbon Street. Broadway is the main strip in Nashville.
Sure. They're both. I'm out on
No, but I think Broadway, from what I remember of it, it's like four blocks and it's more contained, whereas Bourbon Street was.
We couldn't get Spike off Bourbon Street.
Yeah, he wasn't
feeling
it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a whole other town.
Yeah.
There's a whole other part of New Orleans. And we're just like, let's go to the crowded worst part where Spike's going to eat French fries again.
Don't worry. If they go to San Francisco, I'll already start to look at reservations.
No. Yeah. We've already written you off.
Start to look around and see what works.
No. We'll tell you where to meet us.
Heard they got some good spots
we'll
there.
We'll tell you where to meet us.
In-N-Out Burger?
The Twitter question. In-N-Out.
I do want to try In-N-Out Burger with Spike.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's overrated, too. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom ring from Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. New question, which team has the head coach and quarterback advantage on Sunday, the Eagles or the Niners? What do you think the poll result is at?
I would imagine the Eagles.
Well, what do you think the result is at?
Let's go 68%.
63%.
I almost said 63%.
Wow. Yeah, and I think that the 49ers do. Now, I have great respect for Nick Sirianni. I do have respect for Jalen, but I think both of them are. It's amazing, and the results, the details matter. They absolutely matter.
But Jalen's better than Purdy.
I don't think so.
You don't think Jalen is better than Purdy?
No, I mean,
well, he's had a better career.
Well, because he won a Super Bowl, but here's the point. Point being,
small thing.
No.
He's been to two.
Well, just for a second.
Okay.
Point being that. That like and I know this matters, but in overtime, in the Super Bowl, Brock Purdy had the lead, and the Chiefs had a 4th-and-1. And if the 49ers stop that play, then all of a sudden, when we're talking about how good is each one of them, and we are boiling down who is better based on that play that Shanahan had nothing to do with. I mean, he's the head coach, but had nothing to do with.
Defense,
Brock Purdy had nothing to do with. And you could say that offense, you know, didn't play great in that Super Bowl, but I could say it about, you know, playoff games.
So I think a good defense. So
it's a fair point. Now,
my point about Shanahan, just in general, is that, like, his ability to first of all, as an offensive mind, he's all-timer. He has won with Jimmy Garoppolo, who went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, who nobody would say is a Super Bowl quarterback. Mm-hmm. Yep. This year, Purdy, who I think is actually really good, they were missing Purdy for 10 games. Somehow this team stays above water. The offense stays good enough with Mac Jones, who is fine, but is not a top 15 quarterback, even if he's a starter. It's not even
close. I agree.
And his ability to sort of reinvent this team, even Christian McCaffrey, who is physically is a shell of what he was 2 or 3 years ago. I think he is, for an organization, if you're going to start with one coach, you have so many boxes checked with Shanahan. And as far as Purdy as a player, I think Purdy is an outstanding quarterback. Now, his great year, he was number one in every metric as far as quarterbacking. And even in his short time playing this year, when you look at how he rates as a quarterback, it is... And it passes the eye test.
He's 7-2 when he's played. Yeah,
he's mobile. You know, he can move. He is an accurate passer. I think adjusted completion percentage. He's number one in the league this year. He's just a good player. And I think Sirianni is a real good head coach. I think Jalen is a good quarterback. I think San Francisco not only has the edge as a tandem. I think individually.
You think Purdy's better than Jalen?
Yeah.
So if Purdy's better than Jalen, then wouldn't what Nick has done be more impressive than what Shanahan has done if he has the worst quarterback?
Well, if I guess point being that when you look at the roster around both of those players, Shanahan has navigated that they lost Ayuk, you know, essentially. Yeah. They lost, what's the guy that's on Washington now?
Debo. Debo's overrated.
Debo. Pearsall has played.
He was good in San Francisco.
Pearsall has been their most explosive wide receiver this year, has played, I think, 6 games. Mm-hmm. And they've lost every good player on defense. And they have the same number of wins as the Eagles. They have a better point differential than the Eagles. So I give Nick credit for what he's done with Jalen overall. But the fact that Shanahan has done it a number of times with all different quarterbacks, I think when you just look at that resume, not just the Super Bowl thing, which matters, but it's not like Shanahan hasn't been to the Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls and was very close to winning one of them. So,
He went with Garoppolo.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I do think Nick has a better resume, just like completely a better resume. He's won more games. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls like recently. I know Shanahan was one recently as well. That is one thing about this game where you start to like boil down, like, could they win it? Will they win it? The matchup thing. Like, they are facing, there's 2 teams in the playoffs that have the amount of experience the Eagles do. Like, the Eagles' experience is an advantage for them. Against Seattle, it's an advantage. Against Chicago, it's an advantage. Against Green Bay, it's an advantage. It's not as much of an advantage against San Francisco. Like, I don't think...
Or the Rams, right.
Like, I don't think Brock Purdy is going to come into the Link on Sunday intimidated. Like, he's played here before in huge games, right? He's played in a Super Bowl. Shanahan has coached big games. So that is one thing where if you look at, I think, the most wins by quarterbacks in the playoffs, I think Jalen actually is number one, if I'm not mistaken.
Most wins in
playoffs. Oh, no, Stafford would be one, probably.
Are you talking about in
their career? I'm saying, like, career playoff wins.
Quarterbacks remaining?
You're talking about quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs right
Correct.
Now.
Correct, yes,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. I'm saying of the quarterbacks that are in the playoffs this year, I think Jalen is one. Is number one, but I could be wrong about
Josh
that.
Josh Allen might have the same number of wins,
so
but
Jalen,
I don't know.
Yeah, but where I'm going at it was Purdy is actually higher on there than you would think, too. Like, Purdy has had postseason experience.
I can't. He had the one great year in 23.
Yes.
Purdy did.
Yes.
And one great year in 23. 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I mean, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks, 20 touchdowns, 10 picks, 13 touchdowns, 4 picks.
And that's not even count. I mean, Jalen does that plus 15 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, I think when you look at the, I think people overrate interceptions. He does throw interceptions, but
I firmly disagree with you on that. But we don't have to get into it.
But there are plenty of metrics. Like, he's number two in QBR this year.
Purdy's good.
He's number one in QBR.
Purdy's good.
Is that more of Shanahan?
Well, it's a lot of Shanahan.
That's what I'm saying. So I would give Shanahan the edge, definitely from a play designer, play caller standpoint over Nick. Yes. Culture, I don't know. I think Nick deserves a lot of credit for what he does as a CEO head coach, but I'm not going to even, there's not even a debate when it comes to play calling and play design.
Well, so look, Nick obviously sets a great culture. We've been over that. But I think in terms of
the actual quarterbacks, now, I'm giving Shanahan more credit for what he's done with Purdy than I am saying Purdy is a great player.
Here's what I think Shanahan does, is that I think if you're a quarterback, and you listen to Shanahan, there's a baseline.
Right.
I think it can only get so bad.
Right.
You know, but when you watch, and I like Jimmy Garoppolo, but when you watch Jimmy Garoppolo, like, you're like, eh, doesn't do much for me when you're watching it. Purdy's different. I think when you watch Purdy, he is, Garoppolo is a statue. Purdy is not.
Yeah,
Purdy's ability to avoid the rush and sort of and make throws on the run is pretty incredible, actually.
So I have a great stat for you on that. So both Jalen and Purdy are near the top of the league in how long they hold onto the ball. I think they're both in the top eight, right? So Purdy actually holds onto the ball a long time.
Yep.
But Jalen, I think, is eighth or ninth in the league in pressure allowed by a quarterback. So that's essentially a play where it's deemed that he's the reason the pressure came. It wasn't the offensive line. Purdy is like 27th. So Purdy holds onto the ball while also doing a good job navigating the pocket. So I do think, to your point, and Vic talked about this today, he does do a good job of being in the pocket with the ball, but not making a ton of mistakes in the pocket.
So boil down, who do you trust more?
Oh, I think Jalen's better. Yeah.
Right? I mean, well, who do you trust more? I trust Jalen more than I do Brock Purdy. And I like Brock Purdy. I'm not like Fritz, who's a hater. Of both quarterbacks, actually.
Thank you. Well, I respect talent.
I trust Jalen in the playoffs to not make plays that will hurt them.
You could see Purdy taking a chance that he probably shouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think because he does that, it makes the offense better.
Okay.
So I think in a game like this, well, it does. They score more points.
Well, I'm saying the Eagles' offense scored the most points ever in a postseason last year.
Yes. They had to play four games.
Correct.
Yeah. Like.
Well, I'm just saying, the Eagles' offense scores a lot of points. Like, I'll concede if you want to say Shanahan's a better play designer, but the Eagles' offense does score a lot of points.
We're used to.
You just picked out a four-game sample.
You said that they will. You said you think the Niners would score more points in the playoffs because Purdy.
No. In general, his point is that Purdy does have more turnover-worthy plays. He does that.
Yeah.
But I think a quarterback of a sort of
certain caliber.
Of an offense that is of a certain level, those exist. And that's why I don't think turnovers are not created equal. You know, a turnover in, you know, you have the ball in your own 37 and you throw an interception at your opponent's 26. Is it a turnover? It is. But if you hadn't completed that pass, would you have punted it the next down anyway? And so they're not all created equal. And the more points you can generate, the less important those turnovers are.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
That is one thing going into Sunday. The Niners have only won the turnover battle this year four times. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles have won it, I think, like 9 or 10 times, and obviously we know when they win the turnover. So that is one advantage for the Eagles going into this. So I agree with you. There are certain turnovers you can point to that it's like, it doesn't really matter. Holistically, I disagree with you. Like, turnovers are crucially important.
Well, so I get your point, there are certain instances. Sam Darnold leads the league in turnovers. They're the number one seed in the NFC East.
Yeah.
The 49ers...
They played an easy schedule.
No, they didn't. They played in... So your schedule stuff, you've been lying about schedule difficulty all year. The Seattle... No, just go look at strength of schedule. Look at it FPI. Look at it at Football Reference.
Right.
Look at it at win percentage. The Seattle Seahawks played a tougher schedule than the Eagles. The Niners played a tougher schedule than the Eagles. The Rams played a tougher schedule than the Eagles. The Eagles played like the 17th hardest schedule in the NFL. You've been saying they play a harder schedule. They have not.
Well, that was based on coming into the season.
Yeah, but also, I've never said they played the toughest schedule based on like combined wins. What I'm saying is, if you look at their, like, week two, Kansas City is an extremely tough game. Now, the Chiefs didn't end up winning a lot of games, but that is a very tough game.
Different,
Detroit 7 weeks ago is much tougher than Detroit was 2 weeks ago. So again, if you want to say fair. Seattle's played a tougher
schedule.
Those
are two teams. One was 6-11 and the other one didn't make the playoffs.
Correct. I'm saying, but when they played them is very different.
No, the Chiefs were at best a 500 team all year. They were never more than a game over 500. The Chiefs, we played the name of the Chiefs. We played in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that team was not good this year.
But playing in Kansas City when they were 0-1 is a very tough game. In my opinion,
again, well, it's tougher than playing the Titans, but that the Chiefs did not prove to be a good team this year.
So let me ask you this: yeah. If you had your season on the line, right?
Yes.
And I know how the Chiefs are viewed now, but like, let's say midway point of the season, would you rather go to Kansas City or to Jacksonville? Your season is on the line. You'd rather have to go beat Mahomes and Andy Reid, or you have to go beat
this year's teams.
Yes,
I'd rather go to Kansas City.
Okay, so I would rather go to Jacksonville. That's just the way because I still think beating them is hard. Now, I agree their season fell apart. He got hurt. I agree with you.
But the season was bad before he got hurt. Now the record ended up being 6-11 in part because
they were a 500 team prior to
that. But that team was eliminated from the playoffs in the game that Mahomes got hurt. So to be clear,
no, they fell apart.
That team was eliminated from the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes. They had Patrick Mahomes the whole time.
Right.
Now they're 6-11 because Patrick Mahomes got hurt. But maybe they would have been 7-10 or 8-9. I don't know. But it was not a playoff team with Patrick Mahomes.
So where I will agree with you is like, the 2023 Eagles, let's use them. Beating the 2023 Eagles in week 3 is much different than beating them in week 14, 15, right?
Sure.
So, again, not a great team overall, but it's just a tougher game. So when you go to combined wins, that's my point I'm making, is that, like, yes, you're right. When you look at the Eagles' schedule, the Lions ended up not being as good. The Chiefs ended up not being as good. The Packers. But in the moment, I think they were tougher games because their seasons were in different places. That's the only point I'm making.
And you can't – obviously, they won the Super Bowl last year, so they get a tough – road the next year.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the Seahawks schedule.
It really just depends on what division you're going to be lined up with. And this year, we were lined up against the NFC South or the West? The West. No, we played the Central.
You're talking about the AFC?
No, NFC. We played the Packers.
We played both.
Yeah, we played the Packers and
the
Vikings. Yeah, we played their division. And who do we play in the AFC?
AFC West.
AFC West. That's right. What we played this year.
Because Denver, we played Chargers.
And you can't discount.
I was trying to think of the divisions that we played against.
You also can't discount the divisions that they're in. And like
that's true.
Those teams, the Seahawks, are in the toughest division in football. They won the toughest division in football. The Eagles,
it's tougher than the NFC East. I would agree with you.
Well, it's the toughest.
Yeah,
it's the toughest.
I think the North is tough too, and I would.
They have the two
pick and choose, but yes,
as far
I agree.
As odds
that is a, it is a good.
They have the
it
two Super Bowl favorites.
Yes.
in the same division.
Okay,
and the 49ers, who had a chance to be the one seed up until the last game of the year.
As a matter of fact, they got the two favorite.
Yes.
The
NFC
Eagles are in a division that doesn't have another team at least 500.
I agree with you. The NFC East
is
not as good as those divisions.
Every team in the division, they lost to the Commanders, they lost to the Cowboys, they lost to the Giants. All bad teams.
Yeah, I'm not disputing the NFC East is better than the NFC West.
Okay.
I agree with you.
I didn't realize that.
Well, I'm just saying you can't discount the division that you can look at. Their,
I have more respect for Seattle today than I did 3 weeks ago, for sure. Like, going to San Francisco and winning was impressive. I think their win over the Rams was a little fluky, but they still beat the Rams in a good spot. I agree with you.
Yeah, fluky, and they outscored the Rams, a team that had a great offensive game against a really good defense.
I still would trust Jalen over Sam Darnold, but...
I would trust Jalen over Sam Darnold, too.
And that matters.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't know that I would trust him over Brock.
I'm looking
Kirby.
At their schedule now. So they played the Texans. That's a tough game.
And
They beat them. They beat the Jaguars. They lost to the Niners, went 1-1 with the Niners. I think they went 1-1 with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Then they played the Colts, the Falcons, the Vikings, the Titans, the Cardinals.
Let me ask you something.
Panthers.
Are there any two wins on the Eagles' schedule that are a better two wins than beating the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
You're not talking like back-to-back weeks. You're saying just two.
Yes.
Okay. That was, I believe it was back-to-back.
Okay.
Which is impressive.
Are there any two wins on the Eagles' schedule that are better than those two? Any combined two?
I mean, you're not going to agree with me on this. I still think beating the Packers at Lambeau and the Lions in back-to-back weeks is on par with those two teams. They just, like the Texans
it
and Jags,
was,
I get
yeah.
what you're saying, but they're just...
When they played the Lions and Packers, that was a pivotal point of the year.
It was a pivotal point of the year, but the Lions were never at any point this year. They had a 1-2 week stretch where it looked like... Oh, maybe the Lions, but the Lions have not been good all year.
So I do think one difference between me and you when we do these things is I value like last year more than you do. So I agree with you. This year, the Texans and Jags are better than the Lions and the Packers, obviously. But I still think, based off the fact that they're new teams that are good, right? They weren't that good last year. I think there is something to the fact that the Lions have been great for a long time, even though they fell apart. I still view that as tougher. I get your point.
Yeah,
I'm just counting
them as wins. The Packers and Lions
the other wins are better. Yeah,
right. I just say that,
and that's why the Chiefs win means more to me.
And even though you were wrong about how well we played in Buffalo, that was still a good win.
It was a great win. That's a good point by Ike. Yeah.
Oh, we 215-592-9494.
Full circle.
We have to hear from.
I feel better about him going into the postseason.
From Kristen in Philly, who is a new All Star caller on WIP.
Oh God, I thought it was my wife for a second.
No. You're not Elliot's wife, are you, Kristen?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That would be funny.
What do you got, Kristen? You going to yell at me again?
Yep.
I'm not going to yell at you again. Okay. Right. I don't yell. I just get excited.
You're passionate.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's right. I'm
that's what Ike says, too.
So, you asked earlier today about if they're going to have a switch and
– yeah.
Well, I feel like every pro season, postseason, we always do this. We always basically come out good. Ever since, now that we beat the Buccaneers, they're not a problem for us anymore.
Yeah.
We beat them this year. Okay, last season, everybody kept saying the same thing about Jalen Hurts. Oh, he can't beat this person. He can't beat the, Jordan Love. We beat Jordan Love. Okay. Then they said we couldn't beat the Rams. We beat the Rams in the snuck.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And he ran what?
And in their building, by the way.
We're favorite.
40 yards. Okay. But yeah. It doesn't matter like where you go. Like, that's what people fail to realize. It doesn't matter where you go. If everybody was afraid to go somewhere, and every time you go somewhere and defeat you, everybody be stuck at home.
Well, if you say it doesn't matter where you go, you do realize that the Eagles have only won playoff games at home with Nick Sirianni.
Well, that was then. This is now. I don't care about everybody.
But you keep talking about then. You're talking about then with the Rams game last year, and you're talking about leading up to this. Like, why doesn't getting demolished by the Bucs count? In the first round of the playoffs, twice.
So the Eagles is going to be good in the playoffs this year. They are going all the way through. Why? Because they planned for this. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm talking about the team. See, sometimes you have to separate the team from the coaches. The coaches are going to do what they do. Mm-hmm. But the players have to execute. And that's where it matters.
Okay. They have. Right? Do you think they've executed well this year?
I'm not worrying about this year. Everything goes back to zero.
Okay.
Because you think about it, the play caller was
You just have faith. Then this is a religious thing to you. That you just have faith based on nothing you've seen. It's just what you believe.
No, I just know it. No, it's not about nothing that I've seen. It's what I know.
Oh.
And what facts show. Okay. Because last year they didn't have a great season, and look what happened last season.
Well, they had. Kristen. They had the number one defense, number two defense in the league last year. They had the best rushing game, the best rushing attack in the NFL. Hold on. They had more wins last year. They were a two seed last year.
I'm not betting against them.
There we go. All right.
What I know, what they can do.
You're the biggest Eagles fan. Congratulations. We're going to award the biggest Eagles fan the crown.
Corey's not giving that up.
Yeah, in June, we're going to have the biggest Eagles fan contest.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah. It would be great. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Nobody would be happier than Jack and I doing that week. All right, Kristen. You have a good one. There she is.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Just hear people call in.
How many Eagles tattoos would be tattooed the week before that contest?
Just to prove.
Again, if they win the Super Bowl again, it's going to be a boring summer. We're going to have to come up with a lot of stuff.
You guys could do it in October when not much is going on.
I know, Elliot. Yeah. They suck. I get it. Well, your little Eagles, they'll start their next season.
Don Mattingly.
Hey, Elliot, could you do this? Could you rank the likelihood of Philadelphia teams to win a championship this year?
Yeah.
Your likelihood from most likely to least likely.
So Eagles 1.
Okay.
Oh.
Sixers 2.
Right.
Wow.
Phillies 3.
Wow.
Union 4.
Wow.
Flyers 5.
Okay, so you have the Phillies behind the Sixers.
Yeah, because the Sixers are on the way up. The Phillies are on the way down.
Right. Okay. Jack, anything to say about
that?
It's
a great point. 215. We got Jordan.
I mean,
coming
it's
up
true.
Next.
It's true.
I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't care.
This current version of the Phillies is the old version of the Sixers. They are new Sixers.
What
now.
You say about the Phillies?
Well, I've been right the past.
You
few
haven't.
Days.
You don't know anything about baseball.
I said they were
going
to lose to the Mets. I called that. They choked in the postseason.
I said they
lose
to the Mets too. I don't care. No one cares.
I don't know about that. Where would you? How would you rank them?
I would go Eagles, Phillies.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
why?
Phillies. Well, because the Phillies won 95 games last year, and they have...
Right, but they didn't win a postseason series.
They didn't.
And they've gone back each of the last few years.
Absolutely.
Whereas I think the Sixers, for
the
what
Sixers
it's worth...
don't have any chance of
so
winning a title.
So here's where I would disagree with you.
0% chance.
I think the East is not good. Right. Whereas the Phillies have the Dodgers in the way. So that's a difference. There's no juggernaut in the East. And I also think the Sixers have something they have not had in a lot of years, which is like no expectations. So when they go to the postseason, I think there's a freshness with them. Whereas I think the Phillies go to the postseason and we see it when they go to the plate.
If the Sixers win the title this year, I will get an ESP tattoo.
Love it.
Yeah. 100%. There is no chance.
Of his face?
No.
Just, I think ESP a little. Yeah, hard. Yeah. Remember the 100 emoji ESP thing
with the 100 emoji.
I'll decide what the tattoo is. All right, you can get the go.
That's no fun.
Yeah, wow, give me a break.
Would it count as Embiid's title?
Yes.
Why wouldn't it?
If Maxie's the best player,
they're not winning it without him.
They're not winning it without him.
But they're not winning it unless Maxie's the best player.
Well, okay.
I'm saying, if Maxie is the best player, does it
they're
count as Joel taking him out of the second
it
round?
Does.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Now, because he may not win the Finals MVP, but we.
Well, also, the you're talking about
the Kobe's Max, titles not count when you, the Lakers.
You're,
with
you're
Shaq.
Talking about Maxie as the best player. The only win the way they're winning the title is if Joel is averaging at least 25 and is sort of a semblance of the old Joel on defense,
yeah.
And which probably makes him the best player on the team.
Very quickly, the only reason that matters is if Maxie is Maxie. Like if there's no Maxie, it doesn't matter what Joel does.
Sure.
But Maxie is a 500 team without Joel.
Yeah, and a team with Joel this year and no Maxie would be one of the worst teams in the league because he only plays like half the games.
But you're talking
That's
about winning
the
title.
Correct, right. I'm saying they need Maxie more than they need Embiid. Like, he's number one, and I agree they need Embiid to do it, but Maxie is more important than Embiid.
Okay.
215.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. You even got James to do Go Birds daily during the playoffs?
Every single day, 10 a.m. until the Eagles are eliminated, me and James are recording.
Wow.
Wow.
Did it last year. We did 39 pods in a row.
Did you have a table to throw them through in case?
Was not great.
Okay.
If Eagles Bills Super Bowl, he's got to do it again though.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah,
any Eagles Super Bowl,
I might be doing it.
Yes,
there.
We'll all.
You
do
say
it.
That until you're standing up there and looking down at the table.
Yeah. If I get enough surf sides in,
yeah,
that's true.
Do it. All right, thank you, Elliot. As
Fun times.
Jordan Mailata joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The wild card round is here, and FanDuel is turning on playoff mode. Now all customers get a profit boost pack every NFL game day. Each game day during the wild card round. Now you'll find a pack loaded with multiple profit boosts waiting for you in the app. Pick the matchups that you believe in. I kind of going with all the favorites this weekend. I don't see an upset really. Maybe I don't know what the line is with Jacksonville and Buffalo, but people are taking Josh Allen. I think Jacksonville beats Buffalo this weekend. So watch out for that one. Take your shot on an upset. I just called one for you, or you can build a parlay that fits the moment, then apply your profit boost and go after even bigger payouts when the playoffs get rolling. So visit FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and grab your profit boost pack every NFL game day.